Milknot has a brand new label and a new low price.
Milknot?
Milknot.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now, here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss, and once again, a pleasure to be with you for Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum after what I hope was a delightful 48 hours of pleasure and relaxation for you over this nice weekend across the country. And I know one thing, regardless of even if it rained in your local community, if you had Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, you passed away a lot of wonderful hours chewing the product that we all like so much. Wrigley's Spearmint, I hope you have some today. Well, today our guest is a handsome young bandsman by the name of Ray Anthony. You know him, of course, as a dramatic actor, boy who blows a whale of a good horn, and is also, of course, one of America's outstanding dance band conductors and television and radio stars. So we'll have an opportunity of talking to Ray about the current state of American music right after we listen to Keeley Smith, a Capitol recording artist, with the old standard, You'll Never Know.
Just how much I love you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you.
That's a real driving thing, isn't it? A Capitol record done by Keeley Smith and called You'll Never Know. Right in front of me, I have this pack of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. I wish that you had one so that you could look at it as I do through these eyes and see the things that I see. Now, first of all, physically, what I see is just a small packet that's white and green and red and some black print. But inside, I see something more. I see five delicious sticks of the nicest eating pleasure that I know of. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. And regardless of who you are, or where you happen to be, or what your lot in life, or what you're planning to do today, if you could take this pack of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum with you wherever you went, I assure you that it would relieve all the tedium, the nerves, and the other things that flesh is heir to in this busy life of ours. Now, if you don't have Wrigley Spearmint, it's easy to get. The store around the corner has it. The filling station if you're on the highway. Thousands of retailers all over the country feature Wrigley Spearmint right on their counters because they know there's a tremendous demand always by people who want the best. So why don't you stop in today, pick up the pack that we're holding in our hand now of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum and see what we see inside, five delicious invitations to pleasure. Wrigley Spearmint, it's there for you today if you'll just remember to ask for it by that name. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, I think it's the best. Well, I'm anxious to talk to Ray Anthony, and I hope that Ray is anxious to talk to me. Ray, of course, it's just wonderful having you here in the studios with us for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, and the first question must necessarily be about this fine new record that you've turned out for Capitol. On one side, cellophane, on the other side, lonely trumpet. Now, on both of these two sides, you have initiated the use of a new instrument to your group. How did you feel the necessity of that, or why did you?
Well, on the side that, the cellophane side, we made a whole album of music featuring cellophanes added to the orchestra.
Uh-huh.
Featuring cellos, excuse me. And it turned out to be so unique in the different ways to use the cello, especially this little rip thing that we used at the beginning, that we thought, this is a cute idea. We better get out a single right away so no one else comes up with this idea.
Sure.
And that's how cellophane came about. As for the other side, we just are looking for new sounds, which seem to be such an important part of our business from time to time. And along with the regular band and the regular sounds, we added the Hammond organ to the Lonely
Trumpet. Well, you answered exactly the way I thought that you would, and I'm glad that you did, because it proves, of course, something that we've been saying for a long while, that music constantly needs a little bit of a reappraisal from the standpoint of the podium, the leader, like you. And this is why your band has always been a top band, because you haven't been afraid to go out and revolutionize the industry a little bit. Do you intend to keep these instruments as part of the band when you appear in person on dance dates and things?
Well, naturally, Howard, when you make a record, it's sort of experimental. If the record takes, then you would go and use the thing. Like, cellophane is a side that seems to be taking real well.
Yes.
So we'll be hung with cellos from now on.
Uh-huh. How many sidemen do you use on cello there?
Well, we use four cellos.
You use a full section.
Of course, we wouldn't use that many in person.
No, of course
not. It's not necessary.
When you travel on the road, one or two would probably get the point across.
Actually, between you and I, even though the cellophane side is the side that's taking with the public, the Hammond organ excites me a lot more than the cellos.
Well, it did me too, Ray, and that's why I had to confess to you just before we went on the air today that when I first received the record at Capitol, and it's always an excitement for me when I see a new Ray Anthony disc come out, I immediately put it on the turntable, listened to both sides, and then came away thinking, boy, the use of this organ is tremendous here. I've got to start featuring this record, and that's what I did. And now I've been wasting all this time. But you say the cellophane is definitely the side
that
you've had the reaction on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, will you also travel then with the Hammond electric organ?
Well, I'm looking into that now. I understand they're putting some new electric organs out that are portable.
Uh-huh.
And they still get that big sound.
Yes.
This is a thing that I'm real excited about using. Matter of fact, well, it's Wild Bill Davis and Milt Buckner and quite a few people have been... I'm finding out more about the Hammond organ than I ever knew before now that I've used it once.
Yes. Well, of course, it bears out what I have always felt, that today people don't go nearly so much for a melody line as they do for a sound.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, Ray, there are a couple of lawsuits taking place in New York now that have to do with protection of an arrangement as much as a melody line. And while there is no protection legally for that sort of thing now, I think that there needs to be for this very reason, that you can take an old melody,
mm-hmm.
an old thing, and it's the way that you adapt it to modern styling that makes it the hit more than the melody line originally, don't you think?
I think you're completely right, and I think it would save part of our business, because, as you know, somebody makes a record and it starts the break, and somebody else covers it with the same identical arrangement. It doesn't help our business, and it ruins the effect of the one hit and so forth.
Of course. And a man who is creative enough and productive enough, fertile enough in his mind, as you have proven to be in the use of cello and organ, it's a shame now that you should be robbed of the right to say, this is my idea, and I must have it exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to see something happen from those lawsuits.
Well, other than that, Howard, it would create more interest in origination, in more original type of ideas,
yes.
rather than say, well, we can always copy that the one that starts the break.
Mm-hmm.
They would start thinking, well, now, what can we come
what
up
can
with?
What can we do?
Yeah.
Sure, and the whole music business would be appreciated by that sort of creative thinking. Ray, I have said repeatedly here in the last few weeks that I sense or smell a change of attitude on the part of the record-buying public music-wise. Do you feel that in your travels?
Absolutely. Now, people ask me from time to time if rock and roll is on its way out. Well, that may be the wrong way to put it. Good music is on its way in again.
Good.
I think is a better way to put it, because I think rock and roll may have done some damage in places, but also has done some good. It started the kids, and this is my opinion, of course, it started some of the kids as young as 8 years old to start pounding their feet on the ground.
Dancing.
Which made, to them, dancing. I mean, to us, it doesn't look like much like dancing, but later on, when they become a little more, a little older and a little more sophisticated, they'll be the group of dances that the bands have been waiting for all these years.
And need very sorely.
Oh.
Ray, I'm so pleased you stopped into Chicago today, because if there's anything I love, it's to indulge myself in an intelligent interview, and you have proven to be more than that. Thank you so much for being here. Ray, let's give a listen now to the right side of this record. Not the lonely trumpet side, although we're going to keep featuring that, too, because I love it. But let's flip it over and play the side that looks like it's going to be a big hit for Ray Anthony on Capitol called Cellophane. That's a swell record by Ray Anthony called Cellophane, and I'm going to ask Lou Weir to flip it over because we've got just an extra minute or so, and I think you maybe like to listen to this Hammond electric organ that I like so much. On this side, which you're hearing now, Ray Anthony called The Lonely Trumpet. That side is called Lonely Trumpet, as compared to the cellophane side, one featuring the Hammond electric organ, the other the cellos. Ray, I certainly want to thank you very much for being here. It's always a great pleasure to talk to you, and if you don't mind, I think I'll still play Lonely Trumpet every so often.
Thank you, Howard.
Well, now, we'll be seeing you again tomorrow at the same time for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. I hope that you'll enjoy it in the meantime. I hope that you'll be sitting around the house, maybe just talking things over today, and decide you'd like to listen again tomorrow. If you do, we'll be here at the same old stand for CBS and, of course, for Wrigley Spearmint. You get some today and then join us tomorrow. Until then, this is Howard Miller from Chicago saying we're sun-kissed here today, and I hope you are there. And here among them all is the bathing beauty, Mr. Joe Foss. All right, Governor.
Be sure to join Howard tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be the editor of Teen Magazine, Charles Laufer. This is the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM Chicago.